Hello and welcome. This is The Third Kiss. And if you are listening to this right now, you should have already listened to the first and the second kiss. And you should know what to experience. Now make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, letting go, getting ready to go into a deep trance, and let's begin. So have you ever thought about being a pet? Not a specific pet role, just a human pet. Because if you think about it, there are quite a few similarities between being a pet and being in a trance. As a human pet, you give up responsibilities for a little while. You have someone who's taking care of you, keeps you safe, protects you, guides you, decides for you, so you don't have to worry. You don't have to do anything to decide anything. And can just enjoy the role. And hypnosis is pretty similar. You have the hypnotist who guides you, guiding you into trance, guiding your thoughts, guiding you through fantasies, through ideas, through stories, so that you can let go, be carefree. Nothing for you to do, to decide. Just flow with the story in a deep, comfortable trance while the hypnotist takes care of you, keeps you safe and guides you. So, as you can see, the basic mental state has quite a few similarities. And in this induction, I will use the idea of being my pet and the interaction between you as my pet and me as your owner, just for this trance, just for the duration of this file, to guide you into a deep trance and maybe into a deep pet mindset. Now, if you haven't already, close your eyes, listen to my voice, and just imagine whatever I describe to you. Just play along, and soon you will be in a deep and wonderful state of trance. And now I want you to imagine us in a room together. I am sitting in a comfortable armchair, and maybe you can imagine yourself kneeling on a comfortable kneeling pillow next to the chair, so that I can easily scratch your head and pet you whenever I want. Just imagine how it would feel, how it would feel to be petted. And while you imagine the sensation, also imagine the pet state of mind. Because if you're just a pet for a little while, and during this trance you are my little pet, you are completely free of all responsibilities, free of all cares, free of all worries. You never have to decide anything. You can just be for as long as you are a pet. Being carefree, being happy, being worry-free, just a good little pet. And while you imagine this state of mind, feeling so good, so safe, cared for, just feel me petting you, scratching your head, so you know that you are safe, that I take good care of you, and you can let go, letting go of all cares, of all worries, of all stress, and just relax deeper and deeper into the state of mind. Or maybe you would go even deeper into the state of mind if you imagine that I sit on a couch, a nice comfortable couch, and you are laying on the couch, your head on my lap, one hand patting your head, another scratching your back. Just imagine it, relaxing on a comfortable couch, resting your head on my lap, while I pet you, while I take good care of you, making you feel so safe, so peaceful, more and more relaxed with every scratching, with every petting, with every word I say, just fading away into this wonderful state of deep relaxation, just letting go, drifting away, because you know that you're safe here, that I take good care of you, protecting you, so you can let go and sink deeper and deeper into this wonderful relaxation, fading away more and more with each and every second that passes, just letting go, focusing more and more on my voice, on a sensation of safety and comfort, warmth and heaviness that are spreading throughout your entire body, making you feel better and better with every second that passes. So warm, so safe, so comfortable, just letting go and enjoying being held, being scratched, being petted, being taken care of. Just a cool little pet, just fading away into this amazing feeling of comfort, this wonderful, peaceful sensation, relaxing more and more, just a good little pet, deeper and deeper. And now I'm going to count down slowly from 20 to 0. And with each and every number, you sink deeper and deeper into this pet state of mind, more and more filled with comfort, with relaxation, with warmth and peace, feeling better and better. 20, letting go, fading away. 19, sinking deeper and deeper. 18, feeling so safe on my lap. 17, as I hold you and pet you and take good care of you. 16, feeling so warm, so wonderful, so heavy. 15, such a good little pet. 14, so safe, knowing I take good care of you. 13. Scratching your head. Scratching your back. 12. And the couch is so soft. So comfortable. You feel so good. 11. As you sink deeper into this bad state of mind. 10. Letting go deeper and deeper. 9. Feeling so, so safe, so warm, so peaceful. 7. Just fading away into deep relaxation. 6. Deeper and deeper with every number. 5. Feeling so safe, so peaceful, knowing I take good care of you. 4. And you just enjoy being so lazy, just relaxing, being petted and scratched, taken care of. 3. Just relaxing, fading away, feeling so sleepy and lazy and comfortable. 2. So relaxed, so comfy, so warm and heavy. 1. As I pet you more, you just fade away with 0. So deep, so comfortable, and with every gentle petting, you just sink deeper and deeper and even deeper into a state of deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. Now it's time to delve back into the fantasy. And you know that if anything happens, or if it feels too intense for you, that you immediately will wake up and be safe and know that it was just a fantasy. And because you know that you will always be safe, will be easy to immerse yourself completely in the fantasy, just like a dream, where the dream is real for as long as you're in the dream. And because you already experienced it, let's delve back into this fantasy. Imagine yourself back, the cobblestone road, the back road, the empty road, the few days since your last encounter, and it's like a force summoned you here tonight. You just had to go. You had to come back. Now get really back there. Feel the night air. Feel the cobblestone under your feet. Hear your footsteps echoing all around you. And yet, this time, you feel safe. You know what's coming. Or you have no idea what they're going to do with you, except probably drink of you again. But otherwise, you feel calm, safe. So you look around, and then you just give in. You just stand there. You know you never spot them before they want you to see them. And then the hand is there on your head, the cold hand, instantly paralyzing your body. And the desire in your mind flares up. They're back. You feel their body brushing against you. You can feel their breath on the back of your neck. And even though your body is paralyzed, you somehow manage the gesture of baring your neck to them, offering yourself to them as they brush against your body, as they smell your neck, your hair. And then they're leaning closer to you, close to your ear, and they talk to you for the first time, and their voice is just a whisper, so quiet that it's impossible, still doesn't give you any information who they are, and they whisper into your ear, shh. Now, when I'm going to drink from you today, I have to offer you to turn you. And then they shift to your other ear. But that would be a terrible waste. A terrible waste. Because they shift back to the other ear. I want you all for me. Your blood is the sweetest thing I ever tasted in thousands of years. And I want it all for myself. Now, here's what I offer you. I offer you to keep you as mine. I feed you my blood every time I drink from you, and that will pretty much stop you from aging. Or you will continue to age if you stop drinking my blood. You're not immortal, but as long as you keep drinking it, you will be mine. My sweet drink. My sweet little human pet. And I promise I take great care of you. I will protect you. And I appreciate you. I have let you feel what it is to drink you. How it feels to drink you. And I promise I take good care of you. So you have to choose. Do you want me to turn you into a vampire? Or do you want to be mine? And you hear the words echoing in your mind, deeply in your mind, resonating with you, in you. You feel the desire growing inside of you. And you feel their thoughts. They open them up for you. And you know they will take good care of you. But then again, maybe that's just a trick. And yet, you trust them. You trust them. And as they release you for a second, as they let go of you, just stand there. You refrain from turning around and just say, I'm yours. Your body shivering with excitement as you just stand there. It's so hard to stand still. You want to turn around. You want to look at them. But you want to give yourself to them. Even more, you want to surrender yourself completely, and you want to give them the pleasure of drinking you. And you have felt it. You have felt the intoxicating pleasure, the sweet intoxicating pleasure they feel when they drink you. And then a hand comes around and is held in front of your head, and you see a few drops of blood on their index finger. And instinctively, you wrap your lips around it. You wrap your lips around it and drink, tasting the blood, feeling it opening up your mind, feeling it flooding your body with pleasure, feeling so alive, feeling the connection to them, feeling bound to them. And then you feel their teeth on your neck, and you bare your neck willingly, gladly offering yourself to them while still suckling on their thumb, while the blood is intoxicating you. You feel them digging their teeth into you, and they share the pleasure with you again. They share the pleasure, and you feel it as they drink your blood. You feel the heady rush. You feel the excitement. You feel the appreciation. You feel the temptation, everything rushing into you, flowing over you, along with your own excitement. And it feels so amazing. You feel it growing stronger and stronger as they drink you. You're lost in this pleasure. You're lost in this desire. And there's some more, because you feel their control grabbing your mind even more firmly than before, like they chain your mind to them. You feel it. You feel what the blood is doing to you, what their blood is doing to you, what becoming theirs is doing to you. You can feel the defenses of your mind melting away, opening up to them. You feel it. You are becoming theirs. And it feels so amazing. You feel it stronger and stronger as you open up to them, as your mind opens up to them. And the whole moment seems to last an infinity, as you're lost in lust, as you're drifting in a submissive state of mind, surrendering yourself completely to them, tasting their blood, feeling them drinking your blood, drinking your lifeblood directly from you. And it feels so fucking amazing, and you feel all the pleasure they feel from it, how sweet your blood is, how intoxicating your blood is. Your head is swimming with this lust more and more, completely overwhelming you. You feel so controlled, so submissive, and at the same time you feel so right. You feel you found your place. You found your place in the universe. This is what you were meant to be. This is what should be. It feels so right, so wonderful. And then this infinite moment is over, and you snap out of it rather suddenly, as you realize they stopped drinking, as you realize the finger is withdrawn, as you realize they are stroking the back of your head. Makes you feel so good, and you still stand there, still not turning around, even if you want to turn around. You leave it to them to show themselves to you. You are theirs, and you know it. And you feel this hand patting your head, and it makes you feel so incredible. And then the hand comes around, and as the hand moves over your eyes, you close them. And then you hear them walking around you. It's the first time you actually heard them move. You walk around you, grab your head, you feel their hands on both of your cheeks. And then they give you a kiss, just a quick kiss on your lips. but it feels like an explosion. It feels different from any kiss you ever experienced. The lips are cold and smooth, and yet the kiss is incredibly loving and caring. And then their hand wraps around your throat, holding you firmly, your eyes still closed. You can feel them, can feel their instincts to pound you, to drink you, to kill you. Yet they don't. And you feel safe. And they gently run their hand over your cheek again. And then they walk off into the night. You hear them walking. You can hear their footsteps walking down the road behind your back. And you respect their privacy. You just stand there, still motionless, still all the emotions flooding you, spinning through your mind, making you feel so amazing as you hear the footsteps leaving. And once you can't hear them anymore, you wait a little bit longer. And then you feel your neck. Again, there's nothing to feel. Then you run one finger over your lips, feeling the lingering taste of the kiss. Still feel their blood. You still feel so alive, so amazing, as you make your way home, leaving this road yourself. And you wonder if you will ever come back, because you know deep inside of you, you're bound to them. They will find you anytime, anywhere, and you love it. And as you leave the road, it's time to come back to reality, time to wake back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful, and having a vivid memory of everything that happened here. That's right, you can remember everything in vivid detail, all the emotions, all the sensations, everything you saw or heard or felt, tasted, smelled, everything is there. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, coming back further and further. And 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. And 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All of your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in for me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kinds of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening and goodbye.